This message is titled, Who Do You Trust? Taken from John chapter 8 verses 31 through 32 and chapter 8 verse 44 and chapter 12 verse 31. Who do you trust? When you pick up a newspaper to read, do you assume it contains the truth? Do you trust it as a source of information? Several years ago, I managed a convenience store in a small city. I received a call at 2:30 a.m. from a panicked employee. A 14-year-old boy had been shot just outside the entrance and had come into the store with blood spurting from his neck like a cartoon, according to my cashier. When I arrived, I found the police surrounding the area with my parking lot tied off as a crime scene. There was a cup just outside the front door that they told me not to touch as it was covering the bullet casing. My cashier was a complete wreck as he retold what he had witnessed. A car pulled alongside the sidewalk near the door. Another pulled up beside them, and as the gun came up, a passenger in the back seat ducked, and the boy took the bullet. Another of my employees was also on the scene, but not because she was working. Her boyfriend was the intended target. She had prior knowledge that something was going down that night. It was a gang rivalry situation. I had to transfer her to another location after it had become known that there was also a hit ordered on her. None of my staff wanted to work near her again for fear of the gang's return. When the article came out in the newspaper, we were appalled at the lies. It told the story of a boy playing with a gun and accidentally shooting himself, then running to the corner store for help. It stated that there were no gangs operating anywhere in the vicinity, and it was completely safe to go to your local mart. They were attempting to avoid panic in the city by lies, and they succeeded, except within my store. The definition of a lie is speaking a falsehood with the intention of deceiving. Would you rather know the truth and deal with it, or blindly follow the lie? Remember, Satan is the inventor of the lie, but take heart. He may rule this world, but now is the time for the world to be judged. Now the ruler of this world will be expelled. If you obey what I say, then you really are my Talmudan disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Would you rather know about the activities of the gangs in your neighborhood so you can protect yourself? Or blindly believe that there is no danger in your city?